thank you so much for joining the very first Google Hangout on air with me. My name is Yang Yang. I'm the founder of YoYo Chinese and your Mandarin Chinese teacher. Today, I really love to take advantage of this Google Hangout on air format to teach you some tips and tricks of pinyin to perfect your Chinese pronunciation. This is going to be the first in a series of hangouts to help you conquer the Chinese language. So having said that, I need you to do me a small favor. I need you to either add me to your Google Plus circle or subscribe to our YouTube channel. This way, not only you can ask us questions, but also you'll be able to be never ever miss out a Google Hangout on air with us in the future. All right, before we start, I gotta tell you something. I'm a little nervous. Truth to be told, even though I've done videos many, many times, hundreds of times, but this format is very different, is very challenging for me because first of all, I'm not able to edit the video. So if I make a mistake, if I make a fool of myself, hopefully not, you'll see it all because you are watching me live. And also, I don't have a teleprompter in front of me to remind me the exact right words to say. So I for sure will fumble with my words. So when I do, I want you to forgive me. All right, so enough said. Let's delay no further and take a look at what we're going to cover today. So I will switch to the PowerPoint presentation mode real quick. Let's do it. Give me 1 second. I'm still trying to get a hang of it. All right, so are you able to see that? I hope so. So the very first thing we are going to talk about is the chu, chu, and ch. Actually, especially chu and qu really become like a huge challenge for English speakers when they start learning Chinese. All right, and the second one we're going to cover today is the ren. It's like a notorious thing for English speakers, you know, to figure out exactly how r should be pronounced in Chinese. And the third topic we're going to talk about today is the deceptive pinyin, which means that these pinyin look like English, but they're not. They're pronounced in a very unique pinyin way. So let's take a look. All right, so we're going to take a look at chu and chu. But before we can conquer chu and chu, we really have to conquer these two vowels, wu and yu. All right, so let me switch back to myself, and so I'll be able to show you exactly how these two vowels are pronounced. So wu and yu are two very important vowels in Chinese. So the first, wu, okay. Wu is sounds like the double O in English, but it's not. So when you say the English, especially the American way of saying, you know, double O, you know, two, you know, I'm a good student too. You say two, right? But when you pronounce the U sound, you really gotta pout. What does that mean? You have to say U. Okay, so let's say, let's do a pen test. So basically, if you really do the woo well, you should be able to pout and hold the pen on your lip without making it fall. Woo. Let's do it. Woo. Woo. See, I just succeeded. You should do it too. So pick up a pen. Pick out a pen from wherever you are, and say woo, and really pout. Ooh. Well, you get what I'm saying, right? Okay, that's ooh. All right, so let's take a look at yu. Well, yu is basically just ooh with two little dots on the top, right? And in technical term, it's called umlaut. And German people should have no problem pronouncing the sound because this sound exists in the German language, but it doesn't exist in English. So that's a challenge. All right, so now it's wu and yu. What I want you to do is to watch my mouth shape, okay? Pay attention to my mouth, okay? All right? Wu, yu, wu, yu, wu, yu. Okay, so you saw my mouth shape. Did it change? 乌鱼乌鱼. All right, the answer is no, it did not change. So what changed? I obviously made two different sounds. What changed is really where I positioned my tongue. So when I pronounce the oo sound, let's say if this is my teeth, this is my tongue is curling all the way back at the very back, at the bottom of the mouth. Okay, oo, feel it. Oo, give a full oo sound. Okay, so when I pronounce oo, my teeth is actually at the very front. If this is my teeth, I'm sorry, not my teeth is at the front. My tongue is at the front of my mouth. This is the oo, oo. So the trick or the tips to make the U sound is doing this. First, you make the E sound. Let's do it. Like the English letter E. E, sorry. E, and then you start rounding your lips until your mouth is in a position to make the U sound. Okay, let's do it. E, follow me. E. So you see, the ending mouth position, the ending mouth shape is in the woo shape. Woo, you, right? But my tongue is in a position where I'm pronouncing the E sound. So now do this for me. Pronounce E and feel where your tongue is, okay? Say E. That should be the basic tongue position when you make the U sound. Say E again. E, feel it? E, where your tongue is? It's at the front. E, right? And now, stay rounding your lips until your mouth is in a position to make the oo sound. E, u, u, u. All right, I really hope that you just made the oo sound correctly. So you, you know, for example, fish, you know, second tone. U, like you say, what? U. U, that's how you make the U sound. All right. Okay, let's move on real quick. So we're talking about CHU and QU, right? So basically, I want to tell you this. You got to memorize this. QU equals Q plus U. So basically, when Q is followed by U, the spelling of which is English letter U, and you should automatically assume that this U is pronounced as U. You should mentally add two little dots on top of U and know that this is actually pronounced as Q plus U. All right, and it goes the other way. If you hear someone make the CHU sound, the Q plus U sound, and you should know the spelling of this should be Q plus U, all right? I know it's so confusing and it's just like so unnecessary too, right? I'm not saying the pinyin system is the most perfect system. It's not. So, but it's the rule. So let's stick with it. Anyway, so basically then you're saying, well, that's very confusing. How do I know if the English letter U after Q, should it be pronounced as U or U? How do I know that? Well, let me tell you, you don't have to worry about it because there's only one combination. So as long as the English letter U is following Q, this combination U, the English letter U is definitely pronounced as U. Does that make sense? So when you say QU, okay, you should think of this. All right. Oh, okay, so we just answered that question, right? QU should the U pronounced as WU or U? Now you can answer me, right? Which one is it? Right, the second one, Q plus U. All right, good. All right. So now let me switch back to the PowerPoint real quick. Okay, so if we're trying to compare these two or say these two together, and then we know the QU is really just Q plus U. Okay, now let me tell you something very, very convenient for you. If you're really worried about how to say the Q sound, which is T, don't worry about it. Just think that T as the CH. So basically, what you are comparing is CHU, CH plus U plus versus CH plus U. All right, let me switch back real quick. So just remember this, okay? So CHU, QU is actually CHU and versus CH plus U. Let me switch back real quick. Okay. So why? Why can I just replace Q with CH? Well, that's a really long story and I don't plan to tell you here. But I will tell you sometime, you know, in the future. But for now, I just really want you to remember this shortcut. QU is just CH plus U. So now if you see these two things, it doesn't sound or look very complicated or difficult anymore, right? This is very easy. So now pronounce the CH. CH is just like the English CH, ch, right? You know, like church, chair, you know, ch. Okay. So how do you say ooh again? Remember? Ooh, pout, chu. Okay, let's give it like a first tone just to make our life easier, all right? Chu, chu. All right. Do you remember how to say this sound again? You remember? Don't change your tongue position. Keep it there. All right. So now let's add CH in front of you. There you go. You get the QU sound right there. Repeat after me. There should be like a strong E sound in when you're pronouncing U, okay? Remember, this is actually QU, all right? Chu, chu, all right, very good. Now, you know how to say chu, 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 chu. Now let's assign a tone to it. When it's a first tone, it's just high pitch and, you know, it's as if you're singing. You can keep prolonging your voice and I should not sense a variation in your pitch. It should be just like, high pitch and flat, okay? Chu, chu, give it like a full, make it full, okay? When you're saying, ooh, ooh, pout. Chu, all right, and this one, remember, it's basically this one, right? I have to put it underneath so you're not confused. Ooh, okay. No, here. Chu, give a fourth tone. Fourth tone is really like when you say no. It's like very determined sound. Say Okay, together, first tone and fourth tone is Chu, chu. Chu, chu. Say it again. Chu. C-H-U. C-H plus U. Chu. Okay. Chu, chu. All right, chu means out or exit, and chu means go. And together it means go out or get out. Actually, right before this Google Hangout on Air session, I was so worried that my little puppy Tofu will cause lots of trouble. So I just asked him to say, get out. So this is what I said. You know, I speak Chinese to him. He understands Chinese. And so this is what I said to him. Chu, chu. Chu chu. Repeat after me. Chu chu. Chu chu. Okay, so basically when I'm saying chu chu, my tongue is getting really busy. So this is my teeth, this is my tongue. When I pronounce chu, my tongue is like this. When I pronounce chu, my tongue is like that. So when I say chu chu, it's really like this inside my mouth. Chu chu. Chu chu. 出去。My mouth shape doesn't change. Only the only thing that changed is what's going on in my mouth, my tongue. My tongue was very busy. 出去，出去，出去。Get it? I really hope so. I'm trying my best. All right, so let's take a look at the third, the thing I want to talk about. Chi. All right, so C-H-I. So whenever you see C-H-I, you probably want to add a little R at the end. There's like a little road tongue sound at the end. I'm sorry for British people. You guys probably don't want to pronounce it exact like chir in chirp. This is more for like Americans. So just remember, you know, when you say chir, give it like a road tongue. Chir. Look at my mouth shape. Chir. All right. Chir. So we put these two together. That'll be... okay. Chu. Okay. How are we going to do this? Okay. Chu chu. Chu means go out to eat. Chu chu. The only thing that changed is in my mouth. Chu chu. Chu. Chu chu. Chu. Chu chu. Chu. Okay. Now repeat after me. Chu chu. Chu. Chu chu. Chu. I'm sorry if you can hear the dog barking. That's really my puppy protesting. Sorry. Chu chu. Chu. All right. Good, good, good. Oh, if we add something real quick, okay? You don't have to. If you feel your mind is really filling up, you can't take in anymore, don't worry about this. But just in case, 好不好 means okay. So if you're getting lazy and don't really just want, you don't want to cook at home, so you say to your friends, hey, why don't we just go out to eat, okay? This is how you say, let's go out to eat, okay? 出去吃好不好好不好 means okay, all right? Okay, let's do it again. 出去吃好不好? Okay, let's do it again. 出去出出去吃好不好? One more time. 出去吃好不好? One last time. All right, and then we're going to move on. 出去吃好不好? All right, very good. I'm so proud of you. Wow, you're saying the full complete sentence like a native. All right, so let's move on. So now we're going to talk about this one. So many people email me, you know, asking me, so really exactly how should R be pronounced in Chinese? So let me switch to the PowerPoint presentation mode real quick. Give me 1 second, sorry. Okay, so Ren means people or person. Okay, for R, the English letter R in Chinese is really pronounced as Z. It's a very French sound. If you are familiar with the French name Jacques, that's exactly how R is pronounced. Z, Z. All right. Or it can be S in measure, Z, Z, measure. Okay, or S in Asia. Let me switch back to me so you can see my mouth shape real quick. Hold on. Okay, so R is really Z, like Jacques or Asia or Meja. Okay, Z, Z, Z. It's a very French accent. It's a very French sound. Z. All right, so let's see a few examples. The first one is very hot. Okay, it's Je. Je. So, the English letter E in Chinese is pronounced as look at my mouth shape. So it's really like someone punching your stomach, and you know, and you say And by the way, means hungry. Okay, that's really the the English letter E. Okay, 饿, 热, like fourth tone, 热, hot, 热, 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 good, 热, 热, perfect. That means hot, by the way. All right, so this is 肉, that means meat, 肉. So OU in Chinese is pronounced as O. It sounds like OA in boat, 肉. Okay, give a fourth tone, like say no, 肉, 肉. Oh, okay, so Z, this is just Z, remember, Jacques or Meja or Asia, Z, 肉, 肉, 肉. Perfect. All right, let's move on. All right, so here, Y-A-N. All right, Y-A-N in Chinese, you know, if you need some salt, okay, that's Y-A-N. But don't think that A is like the English letter A in yam. It's not. Okay, A-N, as you know, it's an, but together it's really not yan, it's really yen, Y-E-N. It's like the Japanese currency, yen, Y-A-N. And give a second tone that becomes the salt, okay? Second tone is like when you say, what? Say, what? Yen? Yen? You want yen? You want salt? Yen? 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 Okay, just like Y-E-N. Yen? Good, good, good. All right, next one. Let's take a look at this. Ooh, how do you pronounce this? Long? No. Hey, remember, this is a pinyin, okay? This is not English. So, O-N-G in Chinese is pronounced as ong. So, it sounds like in between the English letter long. It's in between ong, O-W-N, or long, you know, O-A-N in long, and the English letter long. Let me just show you something real quick. It's so hard to say it. All right, here. Forgive me. Just give me 1 second. Okay. Okay, so long, by the way, means dragon. So O-N-G, long, it's really in between long and long. So that's sort of in the middle. Okay, I'm going to switch back again. So, okay, repeat after me. Long, like you say what? Long, long, dragon, long, dragon, long. Okay? It's not long. All right. Very, very good, very, very good. All right, I think that's about for today. And I really hope that you learned something new today. So if you like my teaching style and you want to find more high quality video lessons, so I suggest you go check out our website, yoyochinese.com. So here I'd like to show you something really quick to see how we can help you with your Chinese. Let me just show you something really quick. All right, so here, when you created a free account at our site, this is what you're gonna see. You'll be taken to this page. So here you'll be able to see that actually we are currently offering 7 courses, which consist of over 400 video and audio lessons. And if you want to further your Chinese studies after Pinyin, you can definitely find what you need here. So let's click on the Beginner Conversational Chinese and see what's inside. All right, so here you can see lots of details and all the tools that we offer. So let's pick a lesson. Can you speak English? Well, you see, for each lesson, you can watch the video and you can download and review lecture notes, and you can practice speaking with audio lesson review. And also you can ask a question and we'll get back to you very soon. And also, you can test your knowledge with our authentic Chinese video dialogue. So you see, everything here is to make sure that you learn a new topic effectively. And this is just one of our 400 plus lessons. So create a free account on our site and check out how we can help you further. All right, let me see. Okay, cool. All right, great. I just hope that you had lots of fun at our first Google Hangout on air. So please make sure that you ask me any questions or comments and just leave them below the video and I'll make sure to read them all. And I will try to answer your questions in our next Google Hangout session. And also please don't forget to add me to your Google Hangout, Google Plus Circle, or subscribe to our YouTube channel to keep update to our future Hangouts. And also, finally, please feel free to comment on my behavior today or my performance. Thumbs down, thumbs up, either way, I just want to learn, grow and learn every day, right? All right, thank you so much for being here. I really, really appreciate it. I know you're very busy, so thank you so much for spending almost half an hour with me, and I appreciate it. All right, until next time, I'm Yang Yang, and I'll see you next time. 再见, bye-bye.